Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the message of eternal life. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels of heaven, he will sit upon his royal throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. Then he will separate them into two groups, as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. The sheep he will place on his right hand, the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you have my Father's blessing. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. I was ill and you comforted me. In prison and you came to visit me.' Then the just will ask him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or see you thirsty and give you drink? When did we welcome you away from home or clothe you in your nakedness? When did we visit you when you were ill or in prison?' The king will answer them, 'I assure you, as often as you did it for one of my least brothers, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on the left, 'Out of my sight, you condemned, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was away from home and you gave me no welcome, naked and you gave me no clothing. I was ill and in prison and you did not come to comfort me.' Then they in turn will ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or away from home or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not attend you in your needs?' He will answer them, I assure you, as often as you neglected it to one of these least ones, you neglected to do it for me. These will go to eternal punishment, and the just to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. There is no more sobering teaching in all of God's revelation than what we've just read from the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Our everlasting destiny depends on our practice of charity. Our everlasting destiny depends on our practice of charity. God gave us, as we know, not just the Decalogue, but many commandments flowing from the Decalogue that we are to obey. But in the last analysis, most fundamentally, we shall be judged on our first recognizing with our minds and then responding with our wills toward the needs of those whom God placed into our life for this one reason. Everyone who enters our lives is in need. Everyone. That's why God puts people into our lives, so that by recognizing their needs and meeting them as far as we can, we will both do His will on earth and enjoy His presence in eternity. But the most sobering part of the gospel you've just read, here's the closing sentence. Says Christ, these persons who have seen the needs of those whom God put into their lives and did not meet those needs will go to eternal punishment. And the just, who are the just? Those who on earth had practiced charity, they will go to eternal life. And over the years, how many times in one class after another I told my students the same identical adjective is used. Eternal punishment and eternal life. The revealed Greek aionios, eternal. Heaven, who doubts it? Who doubts that heaven is eternal? Well, we better also remind ourselves there is eternal punishment, and our destiny depends on our wisdom in recognizing, I repeat what I began with, that everyone whom God puts into our lives is there for this principal reason, that we might need meet that person's need. And the deepest need of every human being is to be loved. And that, as we know, can be the hardest thing that we may be called upon to give others, especially those who obviously do not love us. Lord Jesus, give us the light to see what you foretold. He will judge the human race on what standard? The standard is our giving ourselves, no matter what the price may be, to meet the needs of others, so that we shall be, dear Jesus, how we hope we shall be told, come you blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray for all those who are suffering and in need throughout the world, that God may inspire others to practice charity towards them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
our own personal intentions.
For the perseverance of seminarians and an increase of vocations for the priests, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, grant that what we ask for in faith we may obtain through the merits of your Mother, the Mother of Divine Love. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bed of life.